You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.
And now, Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM presents the ARC Report, a monthly program that features the latest news and interviews with people involved with developmental disabilities.
Hello, this is the ARC Report on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM. I'm Lisa Connolly, joined by my co-host, Bill Gordon. This show is sponsored by the ARC Gloucester, a nonprofit organization serving the needs of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The ARC Gloucester operates many programs in Gloucester County, including group homes, respite care facilities, achievement centers, and five businesses, including a copy center, thrift shop, book exchange, the ARC Bakery, and Crew Labor, a program that provides cleaning and lawn care services. Tonight, we're talking with Margie Brining, Director of Donor and Agency Relations for the United Way of Gloucester County. Welcome, Margie. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, the United Way of Gloucester County is a fixture in this county, so well respected. How long have you been in operation?
So our local United Way has been around since 1957. We celebrated our organization's 60th anniversary last year. We faced a decision to merge with United Way of Greater Philadelphia and Southern New Jersey a couple years ago. And our board of directors chose to remain independent to ensure that the funds raised in Gloucester County stay right here in our community.
And can you please give us a brief overview of, I mean, 1957, that's certainly a long time for you guys to have been in Gloucester County. What kind of effect has the United Way had in the county and on the agencies that you provide funding to?
Well, we are a fundraising organization. That's what we are mostly known for. We're also a community resource. We strive to build relationships with local residents, agencies, businesses, and community advocates to help build better lives. We are a volunteer-led, volunteer-driven organization. We really depend on our volunteers in all facets. It's a privilege to see the great work that our partner agencies do, like the ARC Gloucester. They do so much in our community. One in three Gloucester County residents have been assisted by a United Way funded program. So I'm sure that at least one of us, a lot of us do know someone whose life has been impacted by the United Way somehow.
Wow, one in three. That's
pretty surprising.
Quite a statistic, yeah. And, you know, what a great testimony to the good work that you've done to have, you know, been such a positive influence on so many lives in one way or another. So the ARC Gloucester holds an annual employee campaign inviting our employees to contribute to the United Way. How many other businesses and nonprofits in Gloucester County currently do that, currently have a United Way campaign for their employees?
We have about 100 businesses and nonprofits that do the annual employee campaign. And it's something that we really depend on to help get those funds to the programs of our partner agencies. We're very appreciative of our donors because without them, we wouldn't be able to provide as much funding towards those programs.
As a recipient agency, I can say we are very grateful. So as I said, in addition to our employees contributing, we also benefit from United Way. And we have, I'm pretty sure since 1957, that we have been a recipient agency and are incredibly grateful to the United Way, all your volunteers and donors. There's a process that the United Way uses when looking at these grants. Can you explain a little bit about the process and how you determine the allocations?
So in January, our partner agencies apply for the funding, and then our volunteers review the information that the agency provides and justifies the funding. So it really is volunteer-driven. They're the ones that review all the applications. They spend hours discussing it. They will ask for figures because they want to make sure that the donor's money is going towards programs that are helping Gloucester County residents.
That's awesome. And Well, a great group of volunteers.
Oh, it is. Having participated in that when they would come down and evaluate camp, I mean, they're really dedicated, thorough, ask good questions. I mean, you know that, you know, if you get a good recommendation from your committee that you've really done a good job.
There are so many great nonprofits in Gloucester County. I'm sure that's quite a job for them to take on and handle. So in addition to the annual grants that you give to us to help support Camp Sun and Fun and the other agencies that you allocate grants to, the United Way of Gloucester County benefits, like you said at the beginning, the citizens of Gloucester County. You're a great resource in so many ways. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other ways that the United Way helps that people might not be aware of? They may only be aware of, like you said, the money that is given out to agencies like ours.
We do a lot of drives. In August, we do a backpack drive with the Center for Family Services. So we're getting ready for that now. And in the fall, actually it's November, December, we do a toy drive for Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we do the food drive in March. We work with the County of Gloucester, People for People Foundation, and a lot of other organizations to do the food drive. And then we also have Women United. It's a group that we have at United Way, community women who they want to just work on education initiatives as well as other community service initiatives. They also award grants too. They just awarded a grant to Boys and Girls Club of Gloucester County to get new computers for the students, which is really great. We also do mini grants. We raise money to give smaller grants to non-partner agencies that are still very impactful in Gloucester County. We have our VetAbility program. We worked with Ability Solutions to do this program to help veterans, and it's veteran to veteran. 211 hotline, we help fund that. All you do is dial 211, and it's such a huge resource. You can call them if you are dealing with homelessness, food insecurity, if you're struggling to pay utilities. And it's funny, I've known about 211 before I started working at United Way, and I would just tell people if they were struggling with something, just dial 211. It's amazing. And then there's also the AARP tax aid. During tax season, we have AARP volunteers come to the United Way to do taxes for our local seniors and low-income residents in need. And we also, last but not least, we have our Pureland East-West Community Shuttle. It runs along the 322 corridor east to west because transportation is such a huge need in Gloucester County. It's $1 to ride the shuttle one way. And it's an affordable way for people to get to work, to do shopping. So it's something that we're really excited about.
Wow.
You've had a good run with the shuttle. That's a really important resource to have in Gloucester County.
And from what I understand, that's really the only shuttle or type of transportation that runs in that direction back and forth the county, correct?
Yeah, a lot of the transportation is north to south, but there's so many people that need to go east to west to get to work and stuff.
Yeah. Especially with Pureland being down there, they employ so many residents of the county.
And oh, it's a great,
you can't beat that.
Really, really a great program.
So in addition to, you know, you do all of these great things, and in addition to supporting companies like ours and your other 100 companies and nonprofits who participate in the employee campaign, you guys also do some fundraising activities of your own, correct? And to help support your efforts. Can you tell us a little bit about those things?
I think our main fundraising effort is our Live Heroic 5K. Bill ran in it, so he knows that it's fun.
It was a really good event, and you had a great turnout.
Yeah, we had over 100 people show up, and it was a good time. So I think that's the main fundraising event that we do. One of our newer initiatives is our Live United 365 Small Business Circle. it's a way to engage the small business community because Gloucester County has so many small businesses and the economy just depends so much on them to succeed. So we're trying to work with the local businesses. If they make a dollar a day donation to United Way or $365 a year, we help promote their business, marketing opportunities, and networking opportunities. And that money raised from that initiative goes towards the mini grants. So we have, I think, about 11 businesses that have signed on. We're excited to see it kick off.
Wow, that's terrific.
You guys have a lot more going on than I think most people know about.
Yeah, a lot of balls in the air. I started working here.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the ARC Report. Our guest today is Margie Brining from the United Way of Gloucester County. And Margie has been sharing with us all the great things that the United Way does and how you support an amazing statistic. One in three people in Gloucester County utilize a program that is funded by the United Way. So, wow, you definitely touch a lot of lives and do have a lot of balls in the air, as you said. So the United Way is also wonderful at bringing businesses together with nonprofits like the ARC Gloucester to help coordinate volunteer activities for the employees of the businesses who contribute. And you've coordinated a fairly large volunteer day of action, which is coming up soon on June 21st. How many nonprofits will benefit from the activities that day?
We have 8 agencies signed on and participating, like the ARC Gloucester, Robin's Nest, Hollydale, Volunteers of America, Center for Family Services, Boys and Girls Club, Girl Scouts of Central and Southern New Jersey, and Shadow Equestrian. So they all have projects that we're going to be helping with. We're very excited.
I know that when you and I were talking on the phone, these kind of days are so important to nonprofits. And like we have some gardening work that is being done at camp, setting up the sensory garden and doing some things around the pool. I'm sure some other agencies are doing things like painting and that kind of stuff. And the benefits of having people come in and help us with that, because it is, you know, expensive to outsource those sorts of services. And then our, you know, the guys that work in our maintenance department can only have so much on their plate. So we are just so really grateful to you for coordinating this. And you've done a lot in the past with helping to connect us with volunteers from other businesses. And we're really, really grateful. It means a lot. But is this the first time? So like I said, United Way has connected us with other businesses that have sent groups out to do volunteer, but I think that they were just coming out to volunteer for us that day. You weren't countywide with all these other organizations. Is this the first time that you've done such a large all-day volunteer event?
It is. This is our first day of action that we're doing. All the United Ways worldwide, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them, they do a day of action. It's on June 21st, the longest day of the year. So they just encourage volunteerism. And when I started working here in October, I started to look into different volunteer opportunities and I came across the day of action and I really wanted us to do it because volunteerism is one of our pillars. Mm-hmm. And I know that we encourage volunteerism. We depend on our United Way volunteers, but we wanted to take it to a new level.
And it has such value to it. I mean, it really does. And you are also partnering with the Gloucester County Chamber of Commerce for some aspects of the day. Can you tell us a little bit about that partnership and the role that they're going to play in the day of action?
Yeah, it was funny. We were meeting with them and I mentioned how we wanted to do the day of action and they were really enthusiastic about it and they wanted to be a part of it. So they've been very instrumental in putting it together. They are a big supporter of networking since they're the chamber. So they added a networking component to the event, which I think is nice because it gives our partner agencies an opportunity to talk to people in the community about their agency. So that's the main part of the chamber is the networking aspect, while United Way is the volunteer aspect and working with the agencies. So the Chamber, I think, is doing a great job promoting the event, getting our local business community involved, our volunteers, sponsors, all that.
So you have, I thought that it was so interesting when I saw that you guys had sponsors for this. That's fantastic. Have you had a lot of sponsors come on board?
We've had some, but we definitely need more sponsors to cover the cost of supplies, especially the paint and the paintbrushes. Okay. Yeah, so we're actively seeking sponsors, and it's not too late. We're going to do this.
It'll be awesome. So if you would like to purchase some paint for the United Way and all these wonderful agencies, please feel free to give Margie a call. It's out there to any of our listeners. When will the networking component take place during the day?
So there's two sessions. The one is in the morning and the other one's in the afternoon. So the morning session will start with a networking event at the Camp Sacagawea in Newfield. That's with the Girl Scouts of Central and Southern New Jersey. So we'll have little breakfast, networking, and then people will branch off to their projects. Same with the afternoon. The networking session will be at Camp Sun and Fun. We're excited. Yeah, a great place. I'm excited to see it tomorrow when I visit. And we'll have some lunch and refreshments. People can chat, meet each other, and then they'll break off to their projects. And we planned it so the projects aren't too far from that main networking hub. We sat there like trying to figure it out.
All the logistics that go into planning something like this, I'm sure it's taken a lot of time. We're super excited because our staff for the summer will be coming on board that week, and they're going to have a chance to really talk to all of the volunteers and share with them some information about camp. So, you know, just another really great opportunity that you're providing to us.
Yeah, I'm excited for the volunteers to see the great work that the agencies are doing, because they'll see firsthand how their time is making a difference for that agency.
It's great that it's during the week, too, that it's not on a weekend. So, like you said, things will be happening. People will be aware of, you know, where their efforts are going and how it's benefiting these organizations. Very nice. We need to take a break. You're listening to the ARC Report on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS-FM. Welcome back to the ARC Report on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS-FM. Tonight we're talking with Margie Brining, Director of Donor and Agency Relations for the United Way of Gloucester County. And when we went to break, you were sharing with us some information about the United Way Day of Action that is going to happen on June 21st. And just, you know, talking a little bit about some of the things that you guys will be doing and how, you know, what the volunteers can be involved with and really see how their work is assisting the organizations. What are some of the things that are the needs of the nonprofits that you guys will be helping with that day?
The biggest need is painting.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Lisa, I guess it's just a lot of agencies need that help because the maintenance crew is already busy with all the other stuff that's more of a priority.
Right.
And I guess this opportunity that came up for the agencies, they took it as beautify their location for its clients or children, the people that they service. So, and it's, I mean, you can't mess up painting too bad. It's a little messy though, but, and you have to have some patience, I guess.
But that makes a huge difference. I mean, when you go into somewhere every day and kind of, you know, if it could use some freshening up and all of a sudden it's nice, fresh new painted coat of paint, that changes the way you feel about when you go into someplace.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So can you describe for us a little bit the format of the day? Because it is such a big undertaking and work is being done throughout the county, not at just one location. So how are you guys making that flow?
Well, we split it up into two sections. We have a morning session and an afternoon session. And the morning session will start with networking at 7:30 a.m. It's for those early birds out there. So we'll have some networking and breakfast from 7:30 to 8:30-ish, and then people will branch out to their projects. And luckily, in the morning, a lot of the projects are at Camp Sacagawea, where the networking is being held. There's only one project that's off-site, and that's down the road in Monroeville, so it's not that far. And then the afternoon session will be at Arc Gloucester, like I said, at Camp Sun and Fun. And that'll start the networking at 12 o'clock, and people will network and have some lunch until about 1, and then people will spread on out to their projects, which are generally in the Glassboro, Sewell kind of area. So not too far from Camp Sun and Fun.
And what are the, so it's starting at 7:30, I'm sure, for those early birds that are good with that. But how long does it go throughout the day that you expect to wrap up?
It depends on how long the projects are and how many volunteers we have. I think that the shortest project is 2 hours, and the longest project is 5 hours. But that one, you know, that 5 hour projection is based on a lower amount of volunteers. So I'm sure if we have more volunteers come to that project, it's not going to be that long.
So in your expectations for the volunteers, like you said, you're providing the paint, the paintbrushes, all of that. They're just showing up, right?
Right.
Clothes that can get dirty, I assume.
Yeah, no open-toed shoes. Bring your sunblock and your hats.
If someone is interested in volunteering, even if they've had no connection with the United Way in the past, can they do that?
Yeah, the more the merrier.
That's awesome. And how do they find out more about it?
We are really promoting it online. The sign-up page for the website, it is gc-chamber.com/action. So on that website, it has all the info, and you can register yourself if you want to sign up as a team with your coworkers or your family. If you are interested too, if you want to talk to someone about it, you can call me too. That's fine. Do I get my phone number?
Sure, yeah.
So my number is 856-845-4303, extension 12. And that's for you who might not want to go online or aren't going to remember the web address. But even if you Google it, like Day of Action, Gloucester County, it's probably going to be the first thing that comes up in your search.
Yeah, you guys have been putting out a lot of information, so it probably will be up there right at the top of the feed.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Margie, again, I want to thank you so much for all the efforts that you've done in helping to coordinate this. I hope a lot of our listeners out there will be interested in participating and helping out with this day. And I just want to thank you, and I know Bill shares my sentiment that the United Way does so much for so many people in this county, and I think a lot of it isn't even known, all the great things that you do. So thank you very much for your support and the continued support of the United Way and all your volunteers.
Thanks.
Just really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That goes for me too.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up the end of the show, I just want to take an opportunity to talk about a few things that are going to be happening at the Arc Gloucester. We do have some events that will be coming up. Our website is being worked on right now, but please follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You'll be able to get lots of great information. We have a golf tournament that is coming up in September. We have a walkathon and family fun day and 5K run that will be coming up in October, which is a change for us because it's usually held in May. So just because you didn't hear about it in May doesn't mean that it's not happening. And then we have some other activities closer to the end of the year. So we truly appreciate any support that we receive. You know, attendance at our events, sponsorships, volunteers are always gratefully appreciated. So to learn more about our job opportunities, our programs and services, these upcoming events and more, please visit our website, www.thearcgloucester.org, or call our administrative office, 856-848-8648. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, click on anything that you can to get information from us. And I just want to say thank you again to Margie and everyone at the United Way and the Chamber for their assistance with this event as well. For Bill Gordon and myself, I want to thank you for listening. This has been the ARC Report on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS-FM. Please join us again next month.
You've been listening to the ARC Report, a monthly program that features news and interviews with people involved with developmental disabilities. Be sure to join us the third Monday of every month at 5:30 p.m. for the ARC Report. This has been an exclusive public affairs presentation of Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.